Hello, welcome to Sincerely Trish. This is episode number 30. Yes, that's my daughter Caroline giving me a little fanfare. Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Oh, good, Caroline. It's perfect answer. You said, how are you doing? That's what our show is about. The most basic way we talk to people every day, we always ask the question, how are you doing? And most of us say, good, how are you? I'm good, how are you? Of course, the correct English is, I'm doing well, thank you. But I believe very strongly that how we begin our conversation with people adds promise and encouragement to the day. We wake up each morning, it is truly a gift, and how we live each day is our gift back to God. Oftentimes, people will answer that question in a way that does not inspire you. Matter of fact, could drain you. Caroline, do you have some ways that people will answer?
Well, we can role play a little bit. Let's say we're walking up to each other in the hall.
How you doing?
Well, I'm here, aren't I?
How about this one?
Here's the gray cloud.
How you doing?
Well, you know, same blank, different day.
Oh, that was a swear word, blank.
Yes, use your imagination.
How about this one? How you doing?
You know, I'm hanging in there.
How about this one? How you doing?
Not good.
We all carry around a lot of problems, and I think all of us have a full plate. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's illness, or maybe it's money or unemployment. Maybe we're worried about our kids. Maybe we're worried about an upcoming event or a project. We have something hanging over us. Maybe we've had a relationship that's failed. Maybe we're feeling lonely. But how we answer that question, how are you doing, can really encourage people and turn your day around. I remember my dad, who suffered a lot of health problems in his later years. And yet every time we said, Dad, how are you doing? He would answer it.
Perfect.
Perfect. Now, we know nothing is perfect, but what a beautiful way to make all of his children and his wife kind of feel at ease that he was doing his best and he was going to make the best of whatever he was going to face.
Mm-hmm. And I do remember one time when he was in the ICU and they had just taken him off a ventilator, and you know, the first thing he was able to say, oh, how you doing? How you doing? Perfect. And I thought, wow, this guy just got a tube pulled out of his throat. You'd think he'd be a little angry or a little upset or discouraged. And as soon as you heard him say those words, you knew it was him in there, and you knew that he was
rest assured.
Doing his best.
That is so beautiful. And another person we so greatly admire was Natalie. Tell me how she would always make you feel so good. How you doing?
How you doing? We'd wake up next to each other. We would sleep in her room. She had a queen bed, so we'd just snuggle in there together. And we'd wake up, and she would just give me a hug. And she had, you know, really perfect length nails, so she'd scratch your head and scratch your back, and she'd just nuzzle into you and just say, I love you. And it was such a great way to wake up because you just felt loved, and you thought you could conquer anything in that day because she was right there loving you.
It's going to make me cry. But, you know, oftentimes in life, it's so true that we show our best self to people in this world. Oftentimes mm-hmm. when we go to work and we see people, but how
often? And then you
often,
come home and you don't bring that positivity home.
But yeah, Natalie and Joe really showed their best selves to their families too. And, oh, I just remember her always hugging me, good morning, Mom, and hugging me and kissing me. And during stages when they would say, you're not even supposed to get along with your daughter, or they're going to be, these are the eye-rolling years. And we didn't have those.
No.
No. I mean, there was always a true appreciation and love. But, again, let's go back to something so simple of our first impression and giving the world our best self and setting the tone for conversation. Recently, I overlapped with my brother-in-law here in Florida, And I simply said that to him. I said, Pat, how are you doing? And he said to me, I am 75 and sunny. Well, I stopped and I thought about it. Again, I realize all of us have things to worry about. I understand all of us have concerns, but what a wonderful answer. I'm 75 and sunny. You know, that's the intentions of having an ideal day. We all know rain and snow and hail falls on us. We all know we have good days and bad days. But to answer that question, 75 and sunny, your thoughts don't control you. You control your thoughts. Start the conversation with a great thought. And I even joked with him. I said, 75 and sunny, sure, that's fine for you. You live in California. But he lives in Pasadena. And he said, most of the time it's over 90. Believe me, it's not great. So I challenge you
to live a 75 and sunny mentality every day.
That's a great thing. So I know this is going to be a short, sincerely, Trish.
But it's a 75 and sunny, sincerely, Trish.
I just want us to be conscious of how we answer that question.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's a short question. It's a short, it could be a short answer, but it can have a big impact on people.
So we're not going to say, I'm here, aren't I? I'm going to say, hey, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you? What a beautiful day today.
Oh, I thought you were
75 and sunny. I forgot that's the line.
So
it takes practice, people.
It takes practice. Yeah, it's not going to come natural. But I challenge you all, when somebody says, hey, how are you doing? I'm 75 and sunny.
But thank you. Answering your own question there.
There you go. Thank you so much for listening to Sincerely Trish. We'll see you next
Episode
Tuesday.
Episode 30.